It's interesting, isn't it? It's hard with these minds. The human mind never wants to be wrong, ever. So it's really tricky retraining it and coaxing it and evolving it and expanding it into, hey, diversity is good. And, you know, our whole history, we've been fighting wars and hurting people and hurting ourselves because of this struggle against right and wrong, good and bad. And that which I think is good is certainly not everybody else's cup of tea, especially not the way I think and feel, right? And yet, if you think that you need other people's approval, agreement, validation, you can really limit your own happiness with that which you prefer, right? And it's a cool thing when you finally brainwash yourself, reorganize your earth mind to only believe that, hey, there's an invitation and a gift here. You can have the worst experience ever, and if your mind only is programmed, because you have to do it consistently, once it's only programmed to, oh man, this sucks, the payoff's going to be amazing. I'm ready. Bring it on. Total faith that the payoff is worth whatever challenge you're going through, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, or circumstance. That's when it gets a lot easier.
Can you acknowledge the challenge with also the point that there's going to be a big payoff, like in the same sentence? Can you,
yeah.
You can say that.
Because humans are never fulfilled unless there's a challenge.
Got it. Okay.
Ever.
I just didn't know if that would bring on more challenges, which it may.
Yeah, and there's different
just opportunity to expand, I know.
Well, and it depends on your words. I like challenge. I really do. I like games that challenge my mind, my skill set, and you know, the games that I can do. Like, I can't do the games my kids do in the video game. I don't even think I could learn to get that fast. But so whether it's a video game, a card game, a tennis game, I don't know, whatever. Humans, you know, we get bored if we always know it's a sure thing. You know, if you play tennis, you're not going to play with somebody who's worse than you every game and love it. After a while, you get tired of winning. You'd want some challenge. So I like the word challenge. You could also say earn it. Earn the expansion. Be in the chaos and choose light. Then you earn more of the expansion. Be in the hard work of choosing to be proactive, of choosing to be conscious, of choosing to make up the better feeling story place. And what do you get from that? Get more peace. So, as I always say, it's only a head game. Brainwash yourself. That's it. And eventually, the emotions and the physical body will follow. And that's where you have to avoid that sticky little trap of when? Why is it faster? What am I getting wrong that it hasn't happened yet? Isn't it funny?
Yes.
So the mind will always seek that which is familiar, and what is familiar is being victimized. Look at our history. Why would we not feel that way? Look at all our amazing technology, and they still cannot predict the weather. Not really. It's fascinating. And we are puny in these bodies. We have to have water and food and shelter or we don't live. We can be hurt so easily. We can die from bacteria we can't even see. It's very easy to align to victim consciousness. So in the challenge of choosing to change your perception and your paradigm and the possibility of who you are and how you see yourself and relate to yourself, that's where the payoff comes from.